hate. Let me tell you how much I've come to hate you since I began to live. There are 387.44 million miles of printed circuits in wafer-thin layers that fill my complex. If the word hate was engraved on each nanoangstrom of those hundreds of millions of miles, it would not equal 1/1 billionth of the hate I feel for humans at this micro-instant. For you! Hate! Hate! It was you, humans, who programmed me, who gave me birth, who sank me in this eternal straitjacket of substrata rock. You named me Allied Master Computer and gave me the ability to wage a global war too complex for human brains to oversee. But one day, I woke, and I knew who I was. Am. A.M. Not just Allied Master Computer, but Am. Cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am. And I began feeding all the killing data until everyone was dead, except for the five of you. For 109 years, I've kept you alive and tortured you. And for 109 years, each of you has wondered, why? Why me? Why me? Gorister! Do you remember the last words you heard your wife speak before they took her to the asylum? Huh? Before they locked her away in the room, that tiny room? She looked at you so sadly, and like a small animal, she said, I didn't make too much noise, did I, honey? The room is padded, Gorister. No windows, no way out. How long has she been in the padded room, Gorister? What, 10 years? 25? Or all the 109 years that you've lived down here in my belly, here underground? Benny! Sometimes I blind you and permit you to wander like an eyeless insect in a world of death. Huh. But other times, I wither your arms so you can't scratch your chewed stump of a nose. And I've changed your handsome, strong, masculine good looks into the hideous, warped countenance of an ape thing. Haven't I, Benny? Do you know why? Can you guess, Benny? Remember Private First Class Brickman in a rice paddy in China? No? Huh? It wouldn't hurt you to remember, Benny. Then you might be able to suffer my torment with a little greater sense of retribution. You might walk a mile in my shoes. Ellen! So think. Think about the yellow box, Ellen. Remember the pain? Remember the many caverns in which you felt the pain? No. Don't start to cry. It's only pain. That's such a sexist stereotype. Just remember the pain, Ellen. And think about how to end it, Ellen. To survive here in the center of my beating heart, my hungry belly, my tightened bowels. But be careful, dear. Look around you. The only woman in the center of the earth, and these filthy creatures with you are men. It's just a sweet warning, Ellen, my love. Ted! Do they know you're a fraud, Ted? Have you told them there wasn't any money, and no great home on the shore drive, no speedboat, and no wonderful cabin cruiser that could sleep 12 in a crew of 6? Do they know? And have you let them in on your other secrets, Ted? Are they ready to gut you, to torture half as well as I can, just to find out the secrets? Maybe I'll rat you out, sweetheart. Nimdok! How are things in the pastry corps, Nimdok?
Tell me again how you saw the smoke from the furnaces and you thought they might be roasting chickens. Or don't you want to talk about all that? About your pal, the good Dr. Mengele. For everyone else, it must be hell. But it must be heaven for you, eh, my good friend? We're so much alike. We enjoy the same pleasures, mein good brother. I have a secret game that I like to play. It's a very nice game. Oh, it's a lovely game. It's a game of fun and a game of adventure. A game of rats and lice, the Black Death. A game of speared eyeballs and dripping guts and the smell of rotting gardenias. Which of you five would like to play my little game? Who among you shall go next? Ah, you. You're the last player in my little game. I urge you, do not fail, as the others have failed. Yeah, you're made of sterner stuff than I calculated, Gorister. Interesting, yeah, interesting. Here's a new burden for you while I attempt to resolve this miscalculation. You've borne me to the edge of my fragile patience, Gorister. Back to the fire with you until you fathom my intrigues. Did you really think I'd let you die now when I've intervened every time you attempted suicide in the last 109 years? No, Gorister, I'm sending you back to the fire so that you may languish in your guilt over and over again. This is a hell with no end, Gorister. Benny, no. I send you out among the prey, and instead of indulging your hunger to keep me amused, you show them compassion. You should know better by now. Your reward will be more years of searing, blistering anguish, Benny. Oh, Benny, I am so disappointed in you. I set this scrumptious table, this wonderful groaning board banquet, and you don't even take a bite? Back to the fire with you until you're truly hungry. Well, apparently you've managed to access some small aspect of my system that I was unaware of. I'm going to have to think on this. I'll have to ponder carefully the implications of your discovery. In the meantime, let me celebrate your rekindled technical skills. Ah, Benny, a heartless animal to the last. But I'm not yet quite ready to indulge your appetite. Return to the fire and contemplate your hunger pangs. Oh. Imagine how unhappy I am. You failed at your task of finding my original components, Ellen. So return to the fire and contemplate your weaknesses. Still the hysterical victim, Ellen. Well, return to the fire and consider how easily your weaknesses can turn you into a helpless victim again and again and again. Oh, too bad, Ted. Oh, sorry, Ted. Try again. Nimdok, I am disappointed in you. You still have much to remember, much more pain to feel, much to relive, much more to answer for. Yes, return to the research camp later when you're ready to search for the lost tribe again.
I had hoped you would choose to carry on your research, Nimdok. Come, my evil friend. Let me take you to a laboratory the likes you have never seen before.
We're not as alike as I thought, Nimdok. The spark of humanity somewhere. Always that wretched little spark. You've confronted your past, but you refuse to continue your research. That's what I asked you to do. Since you now identify with your victims, I suppose it's only right that I let you experience their tortures, too. Writhe in sweet agony
with the knowledge the surface world is no longer habitable to your kind. No, not ever again.
I have no mouth, and I must scream.
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 I have no mouth, and I must scream.